Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The Milwaukee County Transit System, or MCTS, recently launched an apprenticeship program for bus drivers and mechanics to fill gaps in an aging workforce. Competition for skilled labor can be fierce across industries, in part due to a shortage of trained talent. As a state, Wisconsin is stepping up its support for apprenticeship opportunities across a variety of industries, setting a record last year of more than 17,000 registered apprentices. But as Lake Effect Sam Woods finds, this story is about more than filling gaps on a ledger. It's about meeting an increase in demand for public transportation, investing in ourselves, and realizing dreams.
On a windy day outside MCTS headquarters on Milwaukee's north side, lawmakers, transit officials, media, and Milwaukee residents gather to celebrate new beginnings.
And on behalf of the state of Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, we certify that the MCTS Coach Bus Mechanic and Coach Bus Operator programs meet the standards of Wisconsin apprenticeship in our today certified apprenticeship programs.
That's David Polk, director of the Wisconsin Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards. He's officially welcoming two MCTS apprenticeship programs training bus drivers and mechanics into the statewide family of apprenticeships. And this family is growing. In the last 3 years, Wisconsin has set a new record each year for the number of participants in its registered apprenticeship programs, last year totaling over 17,000 statewide. This includes more traditional trades like construction and plumbers, but also roles like teachers and arborists. It's a journey Polk himself is intimately familiar with.
Shorter alluded to, I started my career off as an apprentice, as a plumbing apprentice. And one of the things that I would like to say to all of our new apprentices here today is welcome to the family. All right.
While MCTS ridership increased by 13% last year, according to the agency's annual report, finding longtime bus drivers and mechanics has been difficult lately, according to Donna Brown Martin, Milwaukee County's Director of Transportation.
Over the period during the pandemic, it was a struggle to get workers. One, to get them up to speed and on the training, and two, just to get them to be here for these jobs. There was so much competition in the trades, in the industry, and sometimes, you know, providing service to the public as a bus operator or a mechanic was not the very first thing on people's minds.
And not only that, but MCTS's workforce is aging.
There are so many people who have been in this industry for 20, 35 years. They're retiring. And as they retire, getting someone in place who can pick up on those skills and do that work is extremely important to us.
So what is a regional transit office like MCTS to do when faced with the dilemma of an aging workforce whose jobs require years of training to fill, while demand for bus transit is increasing? Well, they turn to fixers like Sharika Thomas.
I love service and I love people. Anything that I can do to help people, I have been told that and I do see that within myself. Service is kind of, that's my passion. So however that looks, whatever kind of outlet that is something that I just enjoy doing it. So it comes very naturally to me.
Today, Thomas is enrolled in MCTS's new mechanic apprenticeship program and is the first woman a mechanic, as well as the first Black woman a mechanic at MCTS. An A mechanic refers to a mechanic of the highest expertise, as opposed to a B or C mechanic. The letter grade indicates the complexity of problems she's certified to address. Her enrollment in the apprenticeship program entails 18 months of paid training, starting at $30 per hour. Thomas was born and raised in Milwaukee, around 14th and Burleigh on the city's north side, and she remembers training in this line of work unofficially as a kid.
I would do brake jobs and stuff with my stepfather growing up. So that was like me getting my hands dirty. And I love that because it seemed quick. You do something and you get paid. That was kind of how I started, like, even being interested in doing anything hands-on.
But Thomas's route from assisting on brake jobs with her stepdad to an A mechanic with MCTS was anything but linear. After graduating from Bradley Tech High School, she joined the Air Force, which led to exploring multiple employment paths.
I did traffic management there. I did 4 years active duty. Such a great experience. Came home. I went to college for criminal justice. I was going to be a cop. That was my plan when I got out. I worked with security forces, is what they call the police department, and I fell in love with it. Well, I got home. I realized doing it in the military is quite different from doing it in the streets of Milwaukee. So I went to school, and I wasn't really sure. I was thinking maybe social work. But in between that time, like I said, I'm working. I was doing security at the time. And so I'm kind of like, I don't want to do this.
Whether Air Force, police, or social work, Thomas says she was seeking ways to serve. She wanted to give back after growing up around people who helped her, whether it was her stepdad teaching her brake mechanics or a bus driver getting her to school and work on time. But shortly after having her first child, the way she wanted to serve others shifted.
I felt a little, I won't say, my need for danger changed too. After I had my daughter, being a cop was really out of the question. So that was why that was no longer an option for me.
Luckily, there were plenty of ways to give back. And from there, Thomas started her MCTS journey, albeit not immediately on the track toward becoming a mechanic.
I started as a cleaner tanker back in 2017. And that's the person that cleans the bus, basically gets it ready to go on the road the next day. And that, you know, that had worked out really well. It was a pay increase from my previous job. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I really love the people I work with. And a lot of people were encouraging me, you should try for the C mechanic. And I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of went for it. And I'm like, all right. Took the test. It took me 3 times to pass it, but enjoyed like learning. I just fell in love with the process.
But she got her foot in the door and was in training to become a C mechanic. This involved mentorship from mechanics that had been in the business for decades. Just as Thomas's stepdad taught her some basics years ago, it's essential for new recruits to get guidance from experienced mentors. Donna Brown Martin, Director of Transportation, explains.
The importance of having the ability to just get in and know someone who will be able to talk you through and who's willing to mentor and coach you through the mechanics of this process, how to get into the trades, how to take the tests. And there's numerous tests, how to utilize the tools, how to take care of those tools, the importance of just being here amongst the teams and delivering on the service that needs to happen 24/7. It's just incredibly important.
Thomas would be the first to agree that this mentorship was invaluable in her journey to where she is today. But that didn't mean there weren't culture clashes with more experienced mechanics.
There were people who were not excited about a woman being on the floor. Old school, you know, a lot of mechanics, they've been there for a long time. And that made me doubt, did I make the right decision? But for me, and I felt like, how do I fix the situation? I'm not really big on like wanting to prove things to people, but it was just like, the best thing I can do here is prove to myself that I am worthy to be here and to do this job. And that kind of was my way of fixing it. And at the same time, I feel like giving people a different view of just who I was, because not many people knew me personally. They just knew me at work. So I just feel like I got to show a different side of myself just by still showing up, still being positive, still being true to who I am, which is really important.
As you heard, Thomas is a fixer, whether it's fixing buses or interpersonal situations. But that doesn't mean that doubt never creeps in.
Do I really want to do this, or am I going to just kind of run away and find something else? No, something was like, no, you need to be here. And I really, truly felt that. I would have regretted not sticking through. And that was another thing for me, following through on things. I've had business ideas and everything, and I'll start it. And if it gets a little challenging, I'm like, it's probably not meant to be. When I started the C mechanic, I said, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to follow through with everything that I decide to do. So it was very important. That's another thing going into this. If I start this, I'm going to finish it.
Back to the windy day outside MCTS HQ, in front of a WUWM mic and TV cameras, surrounded by public officials and her friends and family, Thomas's journey was recognized along with one other mechanic and over a dozen new bus drivers.
So, everyone good? All right, so without any further ado, we're going to just introduce our apprentices as they come around, starting with our mechanics. Paul Olson leading it off. Sharika Thomas.
When I spoke with Thomas, I asked her how she frames her journey. Is it through the lens of working your way to personal prosperity, securing a steady job that pays over $30 an hour? Or is this just the latest stop in her attraction to service? Or did she just step up when she saw a communal need? Instead, she told me a story about speaking at her daughter's school.
They asked me to do career day for Black History Month. Highly honored, but my position as a mechanic, being the only Black mechanic, led me to be able to speak at that engagement. And the response that I got from young women, I realized that's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm here. I always look for that kind of thing. Like this, it's something here. I'm very spiritual. And so I always look like, okay, God, you got this going on for something. That's when I realized all the difficulties, the challenges, the reason I had to stick through it was just for that moment. There were so many young women that came up to me and said, oh my gosh, I've never met a woman mechanic. And particularly, like I said, being the only African-American woman mechanic, that's a barrier that I never anticipated knocking down. But I can honestly see that there was a few young ladies who wills were turning. I never thought that was a career option. So for them just say, oh, you know, you're a boss, or you're, for them to give me that, it was like, wow. If one or two of those young ladies probably have another option of a career that they would have never thought about had they not had that encounter with me. Those are the things that I realize, the bigger picture, why I'm doing this job.
Headlines about apprenticeships and pipelines into the trades often garner headlines about the number of jobs created, the family-sustaining pay, or the maintenance needs met by increasing trained workforce. All great stuff, but sometimes the generational impact can get lost in the numbers. For Thomas, this is all true. Steady employment at $30 per hour will meet the needs of her immediate family and gives her an opportunity to serve her community today and keep buses running. But it's the impact on the next generation that tells her she's really doing something that matters.
Even now when they see me, hi, mechanic lady, that like when I pick my girls up, my girls are super embarrassed by it because the big kids are scary to them still. But that to me meant so much. And it's still shocking for people to when I say that, like, you're the only woman, but the first African-American woman. That to me was like, that meant a lot.
That piece was produced by Lake Effect's Sam Woods.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.